I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories. The FDA's independent panel of vaccine advisors is meeting today to review an application from Pfizer for a third dose of its COVID vaccine to be given 6 months after the second dose.
We're committed to focusing on the science, and we'll drive our decision-making, and we'll carefully consider those data in the context of the clear and obvious public health need to continue slowing the spread of COVID-19, which at this time is leading to the deaths of close to 2,000 Americans each day.
Among other things, the panel is considering whether vaccine immunity decreases over time and whether boosters will restore it. As part of the discussion, the panel will vote on whether the FDA should approve additional doses for people 16 and older. The agency is not required to follow the panel's advice, but it often does. The Biden administration wants to start administering COVID booster shots Monday. President Biden held a virtual summit on climate and energy issues earlier today. He wants other world leaders to commit to cutting global emissions by about one-third by the year 2030. Today's major economies forum is being held before the high-profile UN climate summit scheduled for later this year. Much of the president's week has focused on his efforts to combat climate change. He traveled to Idaho and California to look at wildfire damage and later gave a speech laying out the economic reasons that Congress should pass his climate agenda. The Department of Homeland Security says it's aware of a small number of recent online threats of violence connected to tomorrow's far-right rally in Washington, D.C. About 700 people are expected to attend the Justice for J6 rally in support of the rioters who were arrested after attacking the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The DHS also said there's been some chatter about protesters storming the Capitol building the night before the rally. As a precautionary measure, temporary fencing has been reinstalled around the U.S. Capitol, and police have requested that National Guard troops remain on standby. A judge has denied several requests from prosecutors to admit new evidence in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two men and injuring a third in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year during protests over the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Prosecutors wanted to present video that they said shows Rittenhouse threatening to shoot people he believed were shoplifters 2 weeks before the protest shooting. Today, the judge ruled that video was not relevant to the case. He also denied a request to enter Rittenhouse's previous interactions with members of the alt-right group, the Proud Boys, and a fight he was involved in last summer. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.